This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
You got the guitar solo going already? Nice, Richie. Oh, man. All right, Steve Ulscher hanging out here on Reinvention Radio. Welcome, everybody. Mary Goulet is with us. Hello, Mary Goulet. No blue glasses right now. We're not reading. We're just hanging out and chatting. All right, Richie Ote, what's up, baby?
How's it going?
And Jennifer. Jennifer Lowdown! You decided to stick around and hang out with us, which
not?
Is awesome. Because why not? Because you've got a meetup later. You got your little, you got your group of people here in San Diego who love you and are going to come hang
awesome
out
women.
With you. Awesome women. And Mary Goulet is going to be one of those.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's figure it out.
we've committed Mary to the, let me check out, yeah. All right. So lots going on to talk about in the world. I got to tell you, I can't ignore, I know we try to not talk politics all the time here.
Do we?
But it's so hard to ignore.
It comes up every week.
Did you watch any of the Comey stuff today? Did you watch it this morning a little bit?
Yes.
Did you watch any of it, Richie, or no?
Yeah.
A little bit. Jennifer,
you haven't
watched any TV. I don't know. I mean, look. Reality is for me that guy is one cool dude. Like, smooth, right? Mm-hmm. And it's interesting how when you look at the kind of the firestorm that he ended up kind of walking into here. I mean, if anybody else was elected, he'd still have his gig, right? I mean, can we agree that if it was Clinton, he would probably still be employed.
But we would not, if Hillary was elected, we would not be talking about the Russians at all.
We'd be talking about the email server, probably.
Maybe not.
So
where are you going with this?
The only place I'm going with this is I don't like putting all of my cards on the table. But goddamn, I hope he says something that gets that fucker impeached. I mean, like, really?
What?
I mean,
it's not gonna happen.
I know. So what do we got to do here? Because, like, literally, it is a joke. Have you been following the things that he says and the things that are actual reality? You know that $200 billion arms deal that got signed with Saudi Arabia? It's not even a deal. Like, it doesn't. There is no contract. There is nothing. The guy says anything he wants and does anything he wants. And he's like, nothing sticks to the guy.
Yeah, but you know what? You're super hyper-focused on hating him and not wanting him in office, which is fine.
Yes, I am super hyper-focused on hating him and not wanting him in office.
Okay,
that is 100% accurate.
Let's listen to what Comey said about Loretta Lynch sitting on the plane with Clinton and that whole thing going on and telling Comey, call that a matter, not an investigation.
So he's getting coached.
By Loretta Lynch.
I thought she stopped singing and now she's in politics. Is that is that not who we're talking about? We're talking about somebody else.
Lynn.
So
dang.
There are things that it's very easy for both sides to just pick and choose what they hear based on which news outlet they're hearing it and not getting the full so Loretta Lynch did this, called it a matter, and also somebody had said Comey admits out loud in the Senate hearings today that he told one of his buddies, hey, I made some notes. Go leak it. Please get this out.
Really? Like accidentally take a look at what I'm writing down on paper?
But he said it bold-faced, and that's a leak. He didn't have the cojones to stand up to Lynch or anyone else. He just kind of like cowered. So it's not over yet.
Yeah. Oh, sweet.
Oh, boy.
All right.
It is over.
Right to break. I don't know how that happened, but it is over yet. Right to break. Love how that happened. All right. Okay. So obviously we're not quite going to break yet here. But your point being that we need to look at the entire picture or what? So what specifically are you suggesting?
Yeah, and I don't think they're going to come up with anything solid from the Russian thing.
Yeah.
I mean, Comey said, yes, the Russians were trying to mess with the election. They do it all the time, and they're going to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't have any evidence that anything was done to damage the election.
Yeah. So when you think about the cost to us as the taxpayers, think about the cost of what a day like today actually represents in terms of you've got all of those senators, you've got all of those committee people, you've got all this. These are our tax dollars at work. But the point to me is like at some when you look. The bill of goods around all of this with Trump was, I'm going to come in, I'm an outsider, I'm going to revamp the system, I'm going to run it like a business, and we're going to get to profitability.
He was so successful at business.
And are you saying he
facetiously?
Wasn't?
Oh,
yeah, you can't hear
come
that.
On.
Come on, of course
yeah.
she is.
Yeah.
All right. So what
the
do you know?
The man was not that successful at business. He has gone bankrupt so many times. I mean, I'm like, should I?
Of course you should.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, come on. If we really look at the history of Trump success, quote unquote, in business, and by most other standards who are entrepreneurs, he's a failure in many, many ways.
So let me ask you this, because I know, you know, you've got your One More Woman movement and so on, and lots of really great initiatives around helping to empower women and help them find their, you know, their superhero cape and you know, become... Yeah. Millionaire entrepreneurs and so on. What do you think we would have seen as the difference in leadership or in terms of actually what hits the street insofar as if a woman was the leader of our country versus a man? Do you think there would have been, and Mary, I'll throw that out to you as well, but do you think there would have been any sort of meaningful difference, or is that just kind of a figurehead type person who can't make any sort of real impact?
Hillary did not present herself as a feminine leader.
No, she didn't.
She presented herself as, I'm one of the guys, and...
And you think that hurt her?
Here's my take on that.
Yeah.
I think I applaud Hillary for her career and the dedication that she's had to being a woman in politics, because she has not had an easy road to come from.
Yeah.
And, you know, fighting to get to the top is not easy. And she's paved the way for so many future women in politics, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that the way that Hillary, you know, has acted, much like a man, has served her, truly. I think it has, ultimately, in the end, I think it is one of the greatest things that has hurt her.
Because she has not embraced...
Yeah.
Yeah. Bernie was more feminine than she was
all day long.
All right,
he could have had a chance.
So let's define that then. So what does it mean to be feminine? I mean, if you're saying Bernie displayed more feminine characteristics, and you're saying Clinton,
the nurturing
did
part,
not,
right? Like what we're talking about in
Jennifer's interview,
just the more nurturing, caring, communal,
being a woman.
Yeah, just.
But what does that mean?
That's like, a great question.
Just he's what talking is, about
what does
energy,
it mean to be a woman?
More energy.
Right? I mean, you get up, you eat just like we do. You know have friends just like, and I'm talking about men, of course. It's just like we. So like, what does that actually mean then? To
just so what your energy that you're exuding out to the world. Like you were saying, Jennifer, marrying the fierceness and the femininity, marrying the strength and the soft. I mean, women are inherently, I think, very powerful if we would tap into that power. But then we were like, oh,
but then you're
maybe
being like
I'm
a man.
Too much. Maybe I'm a little much.
No,
so,
but you can be powerful. You can be fierce and be a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you said that, come with me sitting down, that, you know, I was both.
Yeah.
Which to me was like the greatest compliment of my life.
Yeah, for sure.
And
I tend to do that.
Thanks. Okay.
So, yes.
But, you know, being a woman is, you know, it is tapping into one side of our brain versus another. It is, you know, the hormones that it is how our bodies are designed. And it is all of that together combines to how we show up in the world. And so if we're trying to act more like a man, and believe me, I understand it because I did it. So
yeah.
I have a lot of compassion for Hillary in this.
So what were the difference in the results then when you embrace the feminine part of who you are, how did that directly impact the results you were able to create?
The results that I was able to create?
Either from a business standpoint or from a relationship standpoint.
Well, I think it's just, it's a difference of being yourself or not being yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're not being yourself, what happens? Like, people see straight through it.
Mm-hmm.
When you're not being yourself, you're trying to put on something else and you're constantly uncomfortable. You're carrying anxiety with you. You're constantly questioning everything. If you're not just being you, you don't come from a place of freedom mm-hmm. and ease. Yeah. Everything is difficult and pushed and forced.
People sense if you're incongruent. There's like, she's really nice. I like what she's saying, but there's something that just doesn't mesh.
So you think it was sort of an act, if you will, to try to appease those who wanted to see
it? I don't think it was an act. I think it's a belief system of this is who I must be mm-hmm. in order to live in this world of white male men in politics.
So other than you, as an example, who would you say people can look at as a role model in terms of a woman that isn't seen as a pushover, that isn't seen as, you know, someone that's not as capable as a man, but still displays that more gentle, feminine, and maybe that's not even the right word. Maybe we're not talking about being gentle, and that's not a definition of being a woman.
It's being all of it, right? The creative, I am beautiful, I am messy, and it's all okay.
Mm-hmm.
But who to point to? Yeah, let's talk about that. You know, I think Amelia Earhart back in the day. I think Oprah Winfrey today. I think
Madam Secretary.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Taya Leone in her character of Madam Secretary.
What show is that?
Jane Goodall.
Yeah. I mean, oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What show is that, Madam Secretary?
It's just a show on TV.
Oh, that is actually a show called Madam Secretary? You see how little I watch.
And Netflix. But she is always dressed really feminine, and she's the Secretary of State
mm-hmm.
in this program. And she's a mom, and she's a wife, and
she's got all that going on. All right, so we're gonna have to do this. Unfortunately, we're gonna have to continue this conversation here on another day. But I do think it's an interesting discussion that at least begs can you know. God, I wish we had a more open dialogue around what all of this means. But let's do this, my friends. We'll take a break here, and we'll talk to you next time on Reinvention Radio. Take care.
Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come. That person is you. In the New York Times bestseller, What is Your What? Steve Olscher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop, reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.